I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so the question, of course, is the Trump a fascist argument working? The answer is no, it's not working. Says who? Says Kamala Harris's own super PAC. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Also something, you know, as I mentioned to you, privacy and everything else, because it's a big deal to me personally. I saw a story at Reason.com. Are books and brains weapons? The U.S. government thinks so. Sending user manuals, algorithms, and lines of code can be legally equivalent to exporting bombs. I'll get into that story with you as well. I'm excited for the election to be over so I can talk about, you know, other stuff besides just all this, obviously. But got to bring you some new details. And Trump is going to speak at a faith summit in a short period of time. We'll dip into that and take a listen. But I want to share this with you. It's very, very critical, I think, as we talk about everything we are discussing with the election only a few days away. And that's the rally last night at Madison Square Garden and the sheer volume of it and the sheer show. Because, let's face it, Donald Trump is a showman, first and foremost. But he's also a guy who understands how to bring in people that reach different coalitions. That was the key with Tulsi Gabbard, and I think it's also the key with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So he spoke at Madison Square Garden last night, RFK did. And I think he appeals to a lot of moms who are worried about all the crap their kids are eating. I really do. And yeah, a lot of the vaccine stuff too. I think he appeals to a lot of them. You know, there was that story in the New York Post that a woman wrote, and she said, like, for me as a mom, my kids are eating like crappy cereal and all the food and the connection with Big Pharma and all this other stuff. Like I like this idea of making America healthy again. It's not a traditional Republican coalition or constituency, but this is something that the Trump campaign has done a very, very good job of reaching across and getting influencers from outside of those areas. I mean, that's why Trump's gone on podcasts like Rogan and others, too, reaching other people who may not listen to conservative talk radio, watch Fox News, whatever. This is why, you know, I'll play you Bill Maher clips from time to time, or I'll play you clips from whoever else, because they reach a different audience. And when you've got people like Bill Maher talking about how the left is constantly going after freedom of speech, like Rogan the other day said to Trump, he said, this is your punk rock. You know, the Democrat Party is a party of censorship. You're punk rock. I mean, we've been saying this for years. It's the same notion of that. Now, we're the rebels. We're the rebels who are saying, say what you want. Leave us the hell alone with our lives. Just let us be. But also, too, stop the collusion between all of these incredibly powerful forces, big pharma, big drug, big food, who are all colluding to try to influence our lives and make us sick for their own bottom line. Same with the war industrial complex, the scientific community complex. I mean, all these different things. 20,000 people were in attendance for the event in New York City. And the New York Post reported that another 20,000 were turned away due to limited capacity. One source said they could have sold Madison Square Garden twice. To the Democrats who compared that, and they literally showed this on MSNBC, to the 1939 Nazi rally that took place at the New York Coliseum at the time, as it was called. How insulting to all those people. Like, it insults me that they try to associate me with those people. It really does. It's insulting to the core. It's turning off people, but it also just doesn't work as a message. As a message, it is not effective. In May, Biden, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama held a rally at Radio City Music Hall. Radio City Music Hall is not nearly as big as Madison Square Garden. Not nearly as big. It's got nice restaurants around it, unlike Madison Square Garden, which really, quite frankly, doesn't have a lot of great places to eat around it, but that's for another part of the show. Anyway, here's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. last night speaking at the rally at Madison Square Garden, cut number 5.
Al, don't you think that we deserve a president in this country who's going to restore the moral authority of the United States of America? Don't you think that we deserve a president who's going to end the warfare state and rebuild the middle class? Don't you want a president who's going to put America first? And don't you want a president who's going to protect our children? And who's going to protect women's sports? And who's going to stop dividing this country along racial lines? And don't you want a president who's going to end the corruption at the federal agencies, at FDA, at NIH, at CDC, and at the CIA? And don't you want a president who's going to make America healthy again? And don't you want a president who's going to make America great again?
You want a president who's going to make America healthy again. That stuff matters to people. It does. It matters to people who are outside the traditional coalition. It does. And then, of course, Melania Trump came out and introduced her husband at MSN at Madison Square Garden last night. So to the guy who listens to the show, who's a creep, who thinks he's got a shot with her one day, sorry to disappoint him. What's his name, Matt? Do you remember the DeSantis with the guy's name? But it's like Creepy Bob or something.
I don't remember. I mean, I remember him. I just don't
remember. You know him. He calls the show every now and then, and he thinks he's got a shot with Melania. And he's just hoping one day she'll leave him. He must have been watching last night so disappointed when she went on stage. Like, no. No, Melania, no. And I bet you in his room he's got all posters of her, pictures of her. He probably cuts out the M's, the E's, the L's, you know, from all the magazines and newspapers like serial killers do and tapes them on his wall. Because every time he calls the show, he's always telling me, they're going to get divorced. And I'm like, I say to him, well, what, dude, what do you think? She's going to pick you if that happens? Huh?
He never has another point either. It's just that Donald Trump and Melania are secretly, I guess, they dislike each other behind the scenes or something. He's trolling, but I do miss him, and I hope he calls back.
The caller was Cameron. That was his name? Well, listen, Cameron. Yeah. Like all married people, yes, they secretly disdain each other. However, that doesn't mean you got a shot with her. Here she was last night. Cut 13.
For generations, this town has produced America's most fearless leaders, whose mark changed the course of the world. New York City and America needs their magic back. A country of tomorrow that will shape our future and reset expectations for the generations. Envision a wonderful America where the seeds of security, prosperity, and health are sown once again for benefit of our families. Let us charge together with a shared vision that builds on American greatness. Let's seize this moment and create a country for tomorrow, the future that we deserve.
We deserve that, because that's a key thing. We deserve. All right, and Melania, you know, people love her. They do. They love her very much. She appeals to a lot of women, but they also love Hulk Hogan. And I do. I certainly do. And since it was my idea that he spoke at the Republican National Convention, well, I'm taking credit for it because Lyndon McMahon was on the show on that Monday. He was not on the schedule. He was on the agenda. And I mentioned to Lyndon McMahon, we go to break. I said, you know, not for nothing, but I'm a huge fan of Hulk Hogan. She's like, oh, and she pulls out her phone and starts, you know, secretly texting behind her back kind of a thing. Next thing you know, Hulk Hogan shows up. I'm just saying, we're taking credit for that. And I told her that when she called in the show. Yeah, that's right. I'm not ashamed. I'll
take
the credit.
Credit. She gave
she actually
Predadon
did,
Australia.
I believe. Yeah. We should cut a promo of her saying, yes, you're the reason why Hulk Hogan came to the RNC. Probably last night, too. Saying the Zioli show is very impactful. Cameron, you still have no shot with Melania, by the way. None whatsoever. Zero. Just letting you know. Hulk Hogan's in the building, brother. Cut number three.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage professional wrestler Hulk Hogan.
I just needed to hear that just so I get my blood going, my blood fired up. That's what I needed to hear, and I'm glad I did. Thank you very much. All right, so now that we're looking at the final days of this campaign with 1 week to go, the question that I know is on your mind is how much is the economy going to play into all of this going into the final days? And the answer is going to be everything, of course, no doubt about it. So I read a story today, and we'll have Dr. E.J. Antoni on a little bit later to talk to us about inflation and what that means from retirement plans. Some shocking numbers out there that I think are going to move people on this point. They really are. It's going to move people on this point in a different demographic. So you're going to want to stay tuned to listen to that. You definitely will. But if you notice something unique has happened, which is when Jeff Bezos, the owner of the Washington Post, did not endorse Donald Trump for president or Kamala Harris for president, which is where the Washington Post would have gone. Story today, how all these tech titans, big tech titans, Silicon Valley, are all lining up to kiss Trump's ring. That's right. From little Mark Zuckerberg on. You know why? Because they think he's going to win. And number two, I think they want him to win. I think these guys realize now that he'll be better for internet privacy. He'll be better for safeguarding their industry than Kamala Harris will. Remember, Donald Trump came out and was opposed to the sale of TikTok, the forced sale of TikTok. He came out against it. I think these tech leaders, these Silicon Valley guys, I think they get it. They understand that. And they see that he could be the guy who could help them with that. And look, Elon Musk, to his credit, but now Larry Krasner is going after Elon Musk. I'll mention that to you as well. The Philadelphia District Attorney is now going after Elon Musk, filing civil suit against him for offering to give people his own money if they sign a petition and register to vote. But this is an important thing. Elon Musk, who's a guy who wants to go after government regulators and smash the government state that controls everything from freedom of speech to regulation. He had a big win against the National Labor Relations Board over deleting a tweet. Sounds minor, sounds innocuous, but it matters. The Fifth Circuit reversed a ruling from the National Labor Relations Board to force Mr. Musk to delete a 2018 tweet that the United Auto Workers claimed was coercive. The National Labor Relations Act makes it an unfair labor practice for an employer to interfere with, restrain, or coerce employees in the exercise of their labor rights. The National Labor Relations Board argues that Mr. Musk interfered with the United Auto Workers' efforts to organize a Tesla factory, citing a years-old tweet that responded to a Twitter user's questions about his views on unions. And he said, nothing stopping Tesla team and our car plant from voting union, could do so tomorrow if they wanted, but why pay union dues and give up stock options for nothing? By the way, Trump is speaking at an event in Georgia right now, Powder Springs. Why don't we jump in here and take a listen to the former and future president as we are coming into the final week here in the must-win battleground state of Georgia. You have it up on your end yet? Or am I ahead of you? I'm like a couple
seconds
ahead.
A little bit ahead. I think they're going to it now. Let me.
All right, great.
This
with all the people that need help. Should I sell? I said, you might as well sell. Take the money right now because it can change real quick, really quickly. And she'll go a little bit further out, and she just kept doing that. I said, this is a great business. This is pretty good. But she put the money to great use, and you've helped so many people, and it's really great. And really nice to know you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Look, we're going through a lot of problems in our country. If you take a look at the anger, the problems that we have, and a lot of it is that it's less based on religion now than it was 25 years ago and 50 years ago. And I mean, we were a really, people would say, a Christian and really religious, even other faiths country. And that seems to be heading in the wrong direction. And I think as that goes down, I think that our country goes down. I really do. I think this is a country that needs religion. It's like the glue that holds it together. And we don't have that. That's why you are the most important people. And I'm not sure you even realize it. And they're trying to hurt you. They're trying to stymie you. This new administration, this new radical left group of people. And it's not so new. It's been around for a while. And they are people that are not nice people. If you happen to be Catholic, we don't have too many Catholics here, maybe. But boy, they are persecuting Catholics. I actually said, how could a Catholic possibly vote for Kamala? How could that? I mean, no, the level of anger and the level of vitriol. You know, when you see what's going on with the FBI and the Catholic Church, I say, what is happening? And you know, the expression is that you're next. Because everybody's next with this group, and they have a very bad agenda, and we have to stop it, and we have to win this election. I think winning this election, I think it's going to be the most important election in the history of our country.
Absolutely. So let's go back for just a minute. Let's go back into your childhood, because you didn't start going to church when you were a politician. Church was such a formation of your faith, going to Sunday school, going to the Presbyterian Church, Norman Vincent Peale's, Billy Graham Crusade. Talk about the formation of your faith as a child.
So when I was very young, my mother was from Scotland. And she was religious. I don't know as religious as some of the people in this room, but she was religious. She was a believer. And my father was a real worker, and he was religious too, but he was working all the time. And a good man, great heart, great, a very strong guy, but had a great heart. And I remember would walk down the street, like would walk down some street, and there'd be somebody holding a cup. You don't see it too much anymore, but you used to have. And they'd have pencils, and they'd actually sell you pencils. But he'd always put $100 in that cup, always. He'd never pass that cup. And then $100 is probably like $1,000.
All right, it appears our
they're having a little bit of audio trouble on their end. Matt, can we stream it from C-SPAN on your end? So that I think
C-SPAN is having the same technical issues.
Same technical issues. All right.
Yeah.
Let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll try to get a little bit more of that. We'll try to stream it as well on YouTube so you can hear this. I'm sure they'll fix the glitch momentarily. But let me just tell you about my friends at Cherry Hill Volvo, because they have an incredible, incredible opportunity for you right now with their fall savings. So it's a great time to get to Cherry Hill Volvo. How about a 2025 XC40 for only $435 a month on a 36-month lease, or a 2024 C40, that's their electric car, for only $329 a month on a 36-month lease and no sales tax in New Jersey. Or 3.99% financing on select new Volvos for 72 months. That's amazing. 3.99% in this crazy day of high interest rates. Are you kidding me? Just head to the store for all the details. Judith and the entire Cherry Hill Volvo team would love to see you. Look, we drive a Volvo. It's our family car, the XC90. That third row, I love it. In fact, I just told a buddy the other day, I said, would you lose the minivan already and go with the XC90? You get the same room, probably more room, but you get the technology, and it's the safest seven-passenger vehicle on the road. Plus, it doesn't look like a freaking minivan. It's a beautiful looking Volvo. But hey, maybe you want the S-Class made right at their plant in South Carolina. Either way, Cherry Hill Volvo is where you want to go because it's all about relationships and their relationship with us and our relationship with you, which is why I so recommend Cherry Hill Volvo. And they're the region's most accessible Volvo dealership. They're right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, minutes over the bridge, and they would love to see you. And these are incredible deals. I mean, come on. 3.99% financing on select new Volvos for 72 months. 2025 XC40 for only $435 a month. Go see them today. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's something strange that just happened in Delco just a few moments ago. I'm trying to understand this right now. So my friend, and you may know her very well if you are part of Pennsylvania politics, Val Bianconello, she is the Republican National Committee woman for PA, and she's on Twitter at Lucky Val Pal. She just tweeted out, she said, I was just taken away in handcuffs at the Delaware County PA Government Center for encouraging people to stay in line and vote. And she put out hashtag fight, 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 hashtag Trump 2024, hashtag Trump, hashtag MAGA, hashtag vote, hashtag Delco. So, and it came from her. She texted me just a few moments ago. So hopefully I can get her to call into the show. But that's insane. She's a good person. She's a great friend of mine. And I don't know why she's the state committee woman, excuse me, for the PAGOP. I don't know why this occurred. So I'll try to get some more details from her. I just texted her back and said, hey, call the show. In the meantime, the Republicans have asked the United States Supreme Court to block the counting of some provisional ballots in Pennsylvania. I do want to mention to you that, and I'm going to jump back in to hear a little bit more of Trump from Georgia. Do we have the feedback, Matt? Is it something that's back up yet, or are they still working on it at the moment?
Yeah, I think I have the C-SPAN feed. Let me check.
All right, before I go to that, actually, hang on. Let me just say this. I want to just tell you how important online privacy and security is these days, which is why I subscribe to Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo. So here's what it is. DuckDuckGo, it's a 3-in-1 privacy subscription service that helps protect your personal information from being exploited. You know, there's hackers out there, scammers, privacy invasive companies, and this is from DuckDuckGo. And you know it's legit. I've been using DuckDuckGo for years. I don't want anybody spying on me or tracking me. I don't want the government knowing what I'm looking at. And it doesn't matter. It's no one's business. I don't like to be tracked. That's why I use DuckDuckGo. And with Privacy Pro, DuckDuckGo's VPN secures your Wi-Fi connection anytime, anywhere. You got to have a VPN right now. It's essential. Second, it has identity theft restoration. So if your identity gets stolen, DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro helps you restore it. And third, personal information removal. This is awesome. You ever search your name online? Notice how many sites are selling your information? Just try it yourself. Just go on and look it up. Privacy Pro will help you remove your personal info from those creepy sites so they can't share or sell it. It's great. All this for only $9.99 a month. That's right. For only $9.99 a month or $99.99 for the year, which gives you a 16% savings. All you got to do is go to duckduckgo.com/1210. You're going to get an exclusive 7-day free trial on us. All right? Look, you got to have this right now. There's no question you need privacy online. And with this 3-in-1 privacy subscription service from DuckDuckGo, there's nothing better out there. You get the VPN. You get the personal protection. You get the personal information removal. What are you waiting for? Identity theft restoration. It's all there. For $10 a month, you kidding? DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Great. All right, let's jump in and take a listen to President Trump speaking in Georgia at the moment.
Hello. And
from the Swaggart families here, from Reverend Jimmy Swaggart to so many other great people that you've walked
through. Is Jimmy Swaggart here?
He couldn't make it, but the whole family is over here.
I love
Jimmy.
Where is Jim? I love Jimmy Swaggart.
Donnie's here.
I don't even know if he likes me, but I think he does. But I love, where is Donnie? Where's Donnie? We got to see Donnie.
And they, you know, they literally have one of the biggest networks.
Hi, Donnie.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we say hello. How's he doing? Okay. That guy is a talented guy. So are you, by the way. Good job. Good job. Say hello to him.
And I think
terrific.
So many people don't know this side, so we've taken a little bit of time because I have had the up close and personal seat in your life to see God in your life, and we'll talk about faith offices and economy and immigration and everything in just a moment. But you know, the media attacks you relentlessly, and you've been under lawfare and the absolute worst. I'll never forget Ralph Reed and Joanne, where we were at the Journey concert, my kids, and somebody said the president's been shot. And I froze, like so many people, started crying and started praying. And but when you rose up with fight, fight, fight,
this is a National Faith Advisory Board in Powder Springs, Georgia. Trump speaking down there.
Thank you.
I think
we're streaming it live on YouTube, so you can watch it.
I think so many.
See, this means she likes me because she's got tears. If she didn't have tears, no, she does. She really does. She's a great, great person. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. It was very difficult.
This is
so
Paula White Kane, who's moderating
that
this.
Do dearly love you and not only respect you as president and what you've done, but love you as the man. Yeah. And we understand that. And I think the world got to see in one of the worst situations that you knew and know that that wasn't luck, that that was God, because he has a purpose in your life. Share just a tiny bit about God in your life now, and what, because we all have these journeys of faith. We have ups, we have downs, we fall, we get back up, you know, but you've consistently had this deep respect and honor of God in your life. And that day, I think, showed the world when you knew that God saved you for a purpose.
Well, thank you very much. You know, that was quite a day. But we had a tremendous crowd in Butler, Pennsylvania. And, you know, it was an amazing set of circumstances. And, you know, my two sons are shooters. They're very good, very high quality. They'd be like a scratch golfer or better. I mean, they're both very good. They know everything about guns, and they learned it from their grandfather. They spent time in Europe back and forth during summers and all, and they're very good. But they understood, they know exactly what the weapon was that they used, that this person used, and it was 130 yards away. And when Don called me first, he said, you know, somebody was protecting you up there, because it's almost impossible for even a bad shot to miss you from that distance. Now, he didn't miss me. Probably an eighth of an inch is the difference. And it all happened to be because I was looking there to the side on a chart on illegal immigration. Can you believe it? That famous chart, that now famous chart. But I never do it. It's very interesting because if you look at the circumstances, I never do it. I never use that chart at the beginning. And it's always on the left. I never do it at the right. And I only use it maybe 15 or 20% of the time. I don't use it for every speech. And, you know, I go off teleprompter a lot, which is, I think, better. But it's nice to have a president that can go off teleprompter, right? We don't seem to be having that. We don't seem to be having that much anymore. But anyway, so I was talking about something, and I just said, you know, pull down that chart, if you would. And I turned to the right very quickly, and ping. And I knew something was real bad. And I went down. I think I was screaming, probably go down, because, you know, I don't think I would have been that. If you see the thing, which you've only seen about 10,000 times, it's probably the most played clip ever. But if you see it,
I mean, the move down was pretty fast. And I think I was probably listening to different people, including Secret Service, to get down. But no, I got hit. I got hit and, hit hard. And but it was an eighth of an inch. And I was down there, and some things are surreal. I was asked a question the other day by a big journalist. What was it like when you won the presidency? And in fact, it was Joe Rogan that asked me this question. That was a very good question. I thought it was a good, and I talked about it. It was sort of surreal because all of a sudden I'm riding down to the White House and I'm passing a building that I had just built, a hotel, Pennsylvania Avenue, beautiful. And I sold it to Waldorf. It's a Waldorf Astoria now. It's nice. And it was very successful. And then we go down a little further and we're at the White House. And then all of a sudden I'm standing by the Lincoln bedroom. I said, that was such a surreal experience. But when I was shot in front of, massive numbers of people, tremendous numbers, you couldn't even see the end. And I was down there. I fully understood what had happened. I was shot in the ear, and the Secret Service thought I was shot elsewhere. They thought I was shot much more than once. And I guess 8 bullets were shot, and the Secret Service person shot one, also helped, but as I understand it, probably by the local police who shot one, also hit the rifle, and Secret Service guy hit the target. But both of them, played a very big role. Otherwise, you would have had a much, because he had a lot of ammunition, this guy, and a lot of people. And it was wall-to-wall people. It would be like, taking everybody, going back as far as you can. It was as dense as it is right in this room right now. So it could only hit people. But I knew exactly where it was. So I knew it was my ear. They said, no. I said, no, it's my ear. I got like 7 or 8 guys sitting on top of me. They were heavy. They were very heavy people. And anyway, and by the way, they were very brave because, they were jumping. They jumped on top of me and the bullets were flying right over their head. They were very, Secret Service was very brave. They were very brave. And, they really were. It was incredible. I heard the bullets. I didn't know if you hear those things are moving. And yeah. You hear them as clear as you can, as clear as I hear you. So anyway, but what I did see is when you're in that position, you have like this feeling that usually a lot of times you wouldn't really understand. I had total. But when Don called me up, he said, Dad, you know what? For 130 yards, to me it sounded pretty far away, but for a shooter, 130 yards is like nothing. And he said, it's a miracle that that's when I first realized it's a miracle that that bullet just hit your ear. It's a miracle. But if I didn't turn, so at all of these circumstances, if I didn't turn at that exact angle, because he was right exactly 90 degrees, he was exactly there. If I didn't turn, if I turned halfway, no good. If I turned a little bit past that, no good. It had to be that exact angle. And I was going further, but this was the angle, and this was when the bullet came in, because 1/100 of a second later, I would have been turned too far, because I was going further, another 25%, because the chart was back here. So I was doing that, and it went by. And he said that, God has to have done this because it's impossible. Think of all the circumstances when you think.
Amen.
Think of all the circumstances. You're turning. That's a big luck right there, right? Big something. Something happened that you'd be just in that position. And it was only 1/8 of an inch off, right? So it's like, I mean, it's incredible. But also, as I said, I'm never right. I'm always left. It's always at the end. I'd never take it up at the beginning. This was almost the first sentence of what I was talking about, right at the beginning, first paragraph at least. And so it was very early. So there were so many different things. And I remember Don, and then it was confirmed by Eric. Eric said, I can't believe it. And when I got to the hospital, the doctors and everything were great, unbelievable. But it was, the ear bleeds a lot, just in case you don't want to find out about it. But the ear bleeds a lot. The doctor said, like, the most in the body has to do with cartilage. I don't know, but, man, there was a lot. And I said, why does it? He said, let me tell you, before I tell you that, I suggest you go and buy a lottery ticket. The doctor told me that. I'm sitting in the... I said, why? He said, you are the luckiest guy. I've been doing this for 25 years. That I'm even talking to you is a miracle. Or that I'm talking to you is a miracle,
absolutely.
Right? So somewhere, all of us, we had a little help up there. And I would like to think, and I don't know this at all, but I would like to think that it's because he wants our country and maybe the world to be helped. Wants our country to be helped. God wants our country to be helped. It would be really, it would be a really nice thing to say that. But now we have to win an election, too. So I hope we, number one, we win the election. And I think we're doing very well in the election, by the way. But
we're
I hope we win the election. And we have to get all the Christians to get out there and vote because, you know, I shouldn't scold anyone, but Christians aren't known for being very solid voters, you know.
Show of hands, how many of you have done early voting already? And stats are showing us we are going out by the droves. And
who is going to vote?
All right, let me jump out of this. We're having some audio issues, apparently, according to our YouTube chat, where it's breaking up. But look, he's speaking at this event in Battleground, Georgia right now. It's a very, very important event, and we are streaming live on YouTube for you to listen and to watch. Big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria. Dr. Veneria is the master of implant dentistry, named top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. Schedule your free implant consultation today at 856-786-2020. I want to mention to you, I got a couple things to mention, but Jamie Raskin is already now saying that they are not going to certify the election results of Donald Trump if he wins in November. This is insane right now. My friend sent me this clip. So Mike Benz says, listen to Jamie Raskin. Jamie Raskin in Congress has said, let people vote for Trump if they want. Here, let's take a listen to the relevant part of this. Go ahead.
Listen to Jamie Raskin. Jamie Raskin in Congress has said, let people vote for Trump if they want. We're not going to certify his election anyway. So he may be elected, but we're not going to let him be inaugurated.
When did he say that?
This is like 2 months ago. You can pull up the Jamie Raskin. I think that's probably the one.
Play it right.
Again, it's necessary, but it's not sufficient because what can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand, as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means. And I'm glad that Sherilyn's creating her new center so we can bring that.
It's crazy stuff. But Raskin has opposed the certification. He opposed the certification of Trump in 2016. He opposed the certification of Bush. I mean, he's nuts. So a follow up to my friend Val, who was arrested earlier today. She's a state committee woman for PA, who tweeted out, I was just taken away in handcuffs at the Delaware County PA Government Center for encouraging people to stay in line and vote. So here's what she said to me. She said, there is a 2-hour wait at the government center in Delco for people to vote in person. So I went up there to just encourage people to stay in line. And many of these people are my followers or they're in my groups. So I was just talking with them, etc. And a Democrat woman came over and said I was electioneering. And of course, I was not because it's not even a polling place. Anyhow, the police came to me and said that I was helping people fill out ballots. And I said, I am not doing any such thing. Then they said, well, you are representing yourself as an employee of the county. And I said, no, not if anyone asks. I tell them who I am. And then I'm a state committee woman and a delegate for Donald Trump. So then they said, can you leave? And I put my finger up and I said, no, I have every right to be here and I'm not leaving. And then he said, ma'am, just leave. And I said, no, I'm not leaving. Are you going to arrest me? Because other park police had come over and sure enough, they put me in handcuffs and took me to a holding room where they handcuffed me to a bench and searched me, patted me down, I guess is more accurate, and ultimately let me go with a citation, of course, which I'm going to fight. Also, they are discouraging people from staying in line, telling them there are other locations for them to go to. And then when some of those people went to the satellite location, they were told they can't vote there because they are out of mail-in ballot applications. I kid you not. They literally could print those out so someone actually came back to the government center to tell me this. And I said, please do not get out of line. And when they took me away in handcuffs, of course, it is largely Republicans in line, and they were completely appalled. And I said, this will happen to you, too. You'll be arrested if you don't vote. And please follow Val for updates on X at Lucky Val Pal. L-U-C-K-Y-V-A-L Pal. Lucky Val Pal. She's a good buddy of mine. I can't believe this is happening over in Delaware County. So there you go. All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. I'll come right back. We got a lot of show here. All right, we're just getting warmed up. I'll keep you updated on that. But if you're on X, do me a favor, follow Lucky Val Pal. Get her story out there for me. I retweeted it. Please retweet it as well. This is ridiculous nonsense. Absolute nonsense. We'll get our buddies at the RNC involved too. Clearly, this is unbelievable. But 855-839-1210 coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Is this you, Justin, or is this a YouTube request?
This was actually a Twitter request from an exile in Jersey, I believe. DeSantis sent it to me during the break.
Nice. And say, love it. All right, great stuff. So, we are streaming live on YouTube. 1210 WPHD is our YouTube stream. Please subscribe and listen. I just read you my buddy Val's text exchange with me, and she said, you are the best. I appreciate it. This is effing BS. And she's right. It is effing BS. She just got arrested. I'll give you an update on the story in the 5 o'clock hour, but it's nonsense. I mean, she's a great friend, and she's a Republican official in Pennsylvania. But this is the kind of madness that occurs around election time, and it just infuriates me. So, yeah, she's taken out in handcuffs and then patted down. And I'm sure they liked patting her down. But it's outrageous. So I'll keep you posted on that as that goes on. But just so you know, follow her on X at Lucky Val Pal. And she posted the video that, I don't know, somebody took with their crappy cell phone. It's a very bad cell phone video, but nevertheless. Taken away in handcuffs in Delco, the Delaware County PA Government Center, for encouraging people to stay in line and vote. Not even to vote for Trump. Just to vote. Just stay in line and vote because the lines are so freaking long. I don't know why these lines are so long everywhere. I really don't. I can't figure this out. I mean, I get it. Enthusiasm. Yes, I understand that point, but this is the same thing in Jersey, too. There's like 2.5 hours to wait in line to vote. It's unacceptable. What happened to everything we heard in Georgia? Remember they were whining about Georgia and people were going to have to wait in line for hours. And then we heard all they were going to die of thirst and drop dead from the heat stroke and all the other nonsense. There seems to be no complaints that people are having to wait in line for hours. Here, I mean, I remember the Major League Baseball pulled out of Atlanta over that voting rule because they said people were going to die in line from waiting so long and vote. And by the way, just so you know, that nonsense about how that was going to lead to this depressing the vote in Georgia early voting turnout right now, as of this moment, has brought in already more than half of the turnout of 2020. Now, again, I don't know how many of those people are dead and just not accounted for dropping dead of thirst while they were waiting to vote in line. I don't know. But all I know is that it's more than half of the 2020 turnout. All right? Good. Let me go to Frank. He's in Bensalem. Frank, how you doing, buddy?
All right, Rich. It's crazy. You know, I heard Kamala, 2 weeks ago say, oh, we don't have any troops over there. And God, I just got done talking to my son late last week. Every once in a while we talk. And he's not on a vacation, Rich. He's in the Marine Corps. And he has been there for going on probably close to five and a half months, hoping to get home by Christmas to see his two little daughters. But it looks like he's not going to be home probably until January or February. Wow. That's pretty much all I can tell you where he is. But he's, you know, in the Mediterranean Sea somewhere. But it galls me that people in this country don't understand what our military people are undergoing. So if you had a, if you're a parent of someone who's serving, it's a little unnerving, Rich, because of the unnecessary deployments, because we shouldn't be there anyway.
Agree. I'm glad you clarified that. God bless your son, Frank, for his service to the United States of America and the Marine Corps. And you're right, we shouldn't be there. And it's frustrating and infuriating. And Kamala Harris lied about saying that we had no troops in combat zones. And you're right, your son is not just on a vacation, you know, enjoying the sights and the scenery. And it's just, I'm glad you called. Thank you very much for that, Frank.
That's what he signed up for. To serve this country. He was in Afghanistan, and he was in a couple other places. And that's what they sign up for, and they're willing to do that and put their life on the line for everybody, but not unnecessarily like what's going on. But if the call of duty comes and they say, hey, it's time for you to go, those young guys and young women, they're going. They're going, and they're good young people like you wouldn't believe.
Thank you, brother. God bless, and God bless your son, okay? Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, my friend. Let me go to Wild Bill in West Grove. He wanted to comment on Val's arrest. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
Good, man.
Yeah, you know, it burns me up to hear this stuff because police can use their brains a little better than this. And I know you stand behind them, and I do, too. I'm very oriented that way. But, you know, then when it turns around, it comes down to you want donations or you want help for a certain cause or anything, they want you to be there. And doing stuff like that isn't right, and they know it.
Yeah, and look, it's infuriating to hear this because there's no justification for this. She wasn't causing violence. She wasn't doing anything illegal, nothing. And people have a right to be where she was. She had a right to be there. And, you know, they were wrong. The officers were wrong here. There's no two ways around it. So,
yeah, well, the fact that they checked her out, they asked her the questions, she responded to everything, she cooperated the right way, and you still do it. That's not a good thing for them, man, to do that. It's just not.
Yeah, I agree with you. And she wasn't wearing any Trump regalia or anything like that either. So, hey, Bill, thanks, buddy. I appreciate your call very much. All right, listen, we got a big 5 o'clock hour coming up. 30 minutes of nonstop talk. We're going to get the latest on the economy with our buddy, Dr. E.J. Antoni, how this could affect Social Security recipients in this upcoming election. I got that for you. Got a ton of audio, got breaking news everywhere. So I would advise you very strongly to join our YouTube stream and don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.